I've just very annoyingly managed to delete a boo. It's a shame because it was probably the best one of the century.
Really? Which one was that?
I'm telling you, audio boo. I'm just starting a new one.
Oh.
Well, I'm exaggerating slightly because actually I didn't catch the vital moment. Us being... do you want to explain?
Oh, was this us being proposition? Well, not proposition.
Not exactly proposition, no.
Too strong a word. Us being sounded out, shall we say, by two very, very nice, slightly camp Bordelais.
Yes.
Who were obviously with their friends on some kind of aftermath of gay pride, I'm presuming.
Yes.
Which is, in the kind of hilarity and stew state, is obviously happening just over the road from us. And seeing two men talking quietly by a river, they put things together on A5.
yeah.
Despite what my reputation already might be.
So we are standing by the river here. I had done a boo of trying to walk down all the steps and get across the road and try not to get run over by trams and
which you didn't.
And going past a fountain and standing by some great big sculpture and I've somehow managed to accidentally delete the whole lot.
That was my best work.
But we're standing by a big wide river here. You also missed me, the hilarity of Mark describing, me asking how far it was from here to the edge of the water, and Mark saying it was 15 centimetres, and then getting to the point where actually, if I reach out, I can't quite touch the next barrier, and on the other side of that barrier, there's still room for people to walk. So I'm taking it to be about 2 metres.
You see, people have been telling you you're a lot taller than you
actually are. Oh, you mean I'm actually really small and everything else is...
Yeah, everything else just looks big. I'm actually a beanpole.
Yes, I believe. and Marcus, I'm just going to sort of pracy the thing here. There's a river here, it's really wide, there are no ships in it, there is a bridge. Behind us are a load of people from the Gay Pride watch it.
Well, that might or might not be the case.
It might not be the case, yes.
There are certainly two people.
There are certainly two, and Mark has put one and one together and made them.
Well, they did say, like our friends.
Ah, yes.
Like our friends, real gay.
I mean, they seem perfectly friendly.
Oh, they seem lovely.
I was more worried at first because they were saying, you know, do you want... to take a picture of you, and I'm thinking, you're not having my iPhone.
I kind of cottoned on to where they might be coming from. they were very nice, but we didn't want a picture together because obviously, you've got a girlfriend.
I've got a girlfriend, and you want a girlfriend.
Keep this on the
and also, I want to keep my camera and not my phone and not have it stolen. So.
So we got. He's got to keep me on the down low. I'm the kind of ashamed bit on the side.
You're very shameful.
It's fine.
Oh, at least you know your place.
He told me he'd leave her.
Oi! Don't get me shot, you will.
It's not true.
Whatever Mr. Rogers thinks, whatever his delusions are, is nothing to do with me.
I could do a lot better.
What, than me?
Yeah.
Do you think so?
It's too cool for me.
Fee, tell him, he couldn't do a lot better than me. I'm torn here now.
Yeah. You're too tall for me, I'd have to be on tiptoe.
Oh, that's true.
I'd do my ankles a word of
pain. Oh, it'd be awful, wouldn't it? Yeah, it's true.
Have to be in heels and that.
Yeah.
Either way, my ankles get a lot of pain.
I think it's not really a runner.
I don't think it is.
Fee, it's all fine, don't worry. Yeah. Somebody cycling past there.
the move quite late.
Sorry?
Tend to move quite late, I noticed that. There was a couple of them where you were taking pictures where I was like, should I shout? No, you're going to move. Okay, fine, good.
What, they were close to... Oh, the cyclists. I see.
Cyclists and skateboarders. And you're like, they can see you. Don't move.
Yes, blind person taking photographs. Very weird. Let's just avoid.
It is a bit like, don't move. Why haven't they moved? Oh, they are moving now.
Well, if no, I'm not going to be rude about French drivers and cyclists, but, you know, you can see where I might have been about to go, but I'm not going to go there because I don't want to offend anybody. Least alone our favourite cousins in Europe.
Yes, indeed.
The Germans. No, sorry, the... sorry, they're not our cousins. They're closer than that.
We've had a nice, cosy entente for 100 years plus now, you know. They're all friends now, and
True.
Agincourt is long forgotten. As is Crécy and Pâtier. don't know why those three battles came to mind. Just pure luck.
Of course. You wouldn't be thinking of what's that one? That one in a place that I can't think of the name of. San somewhere or other. But
what? You mean Castillon? Oh yeah, I meant to say that.
Never happened.
No.
It's a figment of their imaginations.
We didn't lose it with a tie.
Yeah.
You finally got your boat, by the way.
Have I?
You talk about the look of it.
Oh, is this where this light's moving in front of me? There.
Yes.
It's making sloshy sounds.
That'd be the water, yes. The awful boat is on kind of cruising speed, so.
Yeah, I was going to say, either it's got an extremely bright light or it's got a very quiet engine. I'm not sure which.
The engine is tipping over, but very, very, you know, it's on cruising.
Yeah.
It could you get the feeling it's on full, you know, it's on first gear, basically.
Yeah. Presumably it's tidal here, so I suppose it could be going with the tide as well.
It could, but there's enough of a wake coming that... There's something going on.
Right, okay. Yeah. Oh, good. Right. We've got to run the gauntlet to get back then.
Tiny gauntlet.
Well, without being propositioned.
You're not that good looking.
Am I not? Oh, I'm disappointed now. Oh, Mark. I'm quite upset. And I thought you loved me.
Well, you know, you're almost 30 now. It's time you were disabused of a few words. You're losing your mind, Alice. Do you want to go the low road?
Sorry, do I want to what, say?
Do I go the low road?
Yeah. You'll take the high road and I'll take the low road. And me and my true love will never meet again.
So there's like, I wouldn't call them gardens, but they're kind of...
Is that you?
Green and, broken and green.
And it sounds like it's about to end up in the river. Oh no, it got caught.
Yeah. Oh no, it's through one. It stopped before the other one. In the
2 metre
gap.
Shame.
So yeah, public green space.
Oh, I think you might have got in there. I heard a splash. Oh, right. I think now's a good time to move on, as it starts to get violent.
I wouldn't exactly go in, but rolling bottles down the step, I can do.
Yeah, it's true. Why am I whistling Scottish stuff?
What?
Why am I whistling Scottish stuff?
You were on the lower end, remember? Berlingot said the thing.
Sorry?
Selma Berlingot.
You cannot say it. That's treason. Hang him. It's not.
I'm not saying it's a great song.
It's a great song, it's true, but, you know, I don't know. Take the Benjamin Britten arrangement of God Save the Queen. It's quite good.
Lipstick on a pig.
It's what?
It's lipstick,
lipstick
on a pig.
On a pig.
I mean, it's a horrible, horrible song. His only redeeming feature is it's not flowers and he's got...
The redeeming feature is it is about our glorious majesty... Her
not
Majesty
about,
the Queen.
It's about whatever monarch happens to be on the phone.
Well, she happens to be there.
And, also,
and what a good job Her Majesty has done of it, too.
I
think three cheers for Her Majesty.
I'm not against Her Majesty. I have something against a dull song. I really like the fact that you and I didn't discuss the English and the Scots booing each other lanterns. Well, there's three points I want to make about this.
Yes.
Firstly, if you can boo Pavarotti at the Scala, you can boo Flower of Scotland at Wembley.
Yes.
Secondly, the Scots were booing a song about killing Scots and the English were booing a song about killing English. I'm amazed. Please explain. And thirdly, if any two songs in the world deserve to be roundly booed, it's probably those two. I was never a great fan of Jerusalem, but compared to those two, it's great.
Jerusalem is wonderful.
Yes, the answer to all the rhetorical questions is no. And to the no. And what the hell are these doctors handing mills? You're in Oxfordshire, there are no doctors handing mills.
That's a very good point.
I was going up to Fall Art City again.
Oh, yes, of course, the audio boo, because the other audio boo got vanished. Will not know
green,
that I straddled an no, I didn't straddle an I straddled a bollard on my way across last time. Mark warned me that it was there and it was a bit sort of late. Am I carrying on or?
Yeah, green.
Still green, yeah. Will I get run over by a tram if I carry on the other side?
No.
Good. There's a bollard. So I go straight here, do I?
Yeah.
Deep breath. Good. Can you see the electrical bits in between the rails?
Yeah.
Any horses? Any dead ones? quickly for the audio boo there, that was a reference to earlier on. I was talking about the fact that when they trialled floor conduction method for trams in London in the beginning of the 20th century using studs in the road that were pulled up and then became live, it killed a number of horses that trod on the things. And that's
got to be that's got to be a horrible way to go.
Yeah, it's not very nice, really, is it? Yeah. I don't know if it killed the person on the horse or connected to the horse.
I don't know. I haven't watched it that way. Also, you got steel hooves as well.
Yeah.
So you've got conduction there. It's just not good.
Yeah.
They need to be rubber hooves.
Rubber hooves. Bounce, bounce, bounce.
Yeah, but at least I wouldn't go that.
A sort of moonwalking dog? No, a moonwalking horse even. There's a really bright light behind. Is that a tram or something? Or?
Maybe not there. I think that's
It's what, sorry?
There might be cars with their headlight on for
green. Oh, right, okay, fair enough.
I don't know why it's headlight on quite so bright.
Apparently the trams only run every... on Sundays, at least, they only run every 40 minutes or something. It seems sort of pointless having a tramway system.
Yeah, what do you think? We'll probably end up using them on Sunday now.
Yeah, we probably will.
What a great town that was.
Yeah, absolutely. You think we need what, sorry?
A new national anthem.
You mean a new national anthem?
Something decent.
Any ideas?
No, I genuinely think we need a new national anthem. I quite like Land of Home and Glory, but we probably couldn't have that. So,
It smells like underground system.
Yes, that's probably because that's probably exactly what it is.
Do you think is there a sort of metro thing here then?
There is a metro and there is a stop somewhere at people came past in the taxi.
Ah.
I'm wondering if
it's under my feet.
I'm currently on that way with a lot. It's meant to be Britannia rule the waves.
Yes, yes.
Rather than Britannia rule.
Yes.
Because we didn't.
it was.
It was a godly injunction. Right?
Yes.
Imperative that, God created the island and it has to rule the waves, basically.
Why are we wandering through France? Thinking up, why are we wandering through France thinking up British national anthems? And me whistling them.
Well, that's the thing. Why are we wandering through France and people singing a white flag here?
Oh, and also, why have I got an iPhone cable sticking up my bag?
I don't know.
I'm feeling like Mark here. I'm trailing cables. Can you hold that 1 second, please?
It's a very long.
A very long cane, yeah, it's true. Many have said. I mean, it's very kind of you.
You won't come back and steal my gas. It's extendable down there.
Extendable, yeah. Flexible in the right places. It's not very well done up, this bag, actually. Sorry, hold that again.
Okay.
Sorry.
That was a tram, by the way.
Was it?
Well, no,
and there was me thinking it was...
See a tram there?
No.
Right, there's a tram right in front of you.
Wow. See, I thought it might be a town crier ringing his bell, going, oh yay, oh yay.
I'm not going to tell you something.
In French.
I'm not going to tell you.
What do you think oh yay is in French? Thank you.
Oui.
Sounds like ennui. Ennui. So what's the time now, Gordon Bennett, what is your name? Mr. Rogers, that's it.
Well, I need you. I need you to get there eventually.
Yeah. Let me sweat for a bit.
It's 12 minutes past midnight.
Wow. And it's buzzing.
It's buzzing, yes.
With an apostrophe.
Indeed. In many different places.
I think all the children have finally gone, though. Because there were lots of children here half an hour ago.
Yeah, they're massive. And it is kind of thinning out, perhaps.
Yeah.
Or maybe just moved over to this side, I'm not quite sure which. Dispersing.
Right. Do we need to go in that sort of direction?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I'm presuming we're heading back the way we came.
Well, unless you want to do a tour of Bordeaux in the dark, which we could do, but...
I think that'd be great. I don't see a problem. You don't mind getting in at 6 in the morning, do you?
No, not at all, no.
Yeah. I'll be honest. I thought there'd be few elephants and more buildings.
Yeah.
But Mark assured me that once you got over the river, it was one big safari bar.
Yeah. It's true.
And I had to mind the lions.
Yeah. our trip was a roaring success.
Indeed. I was quite the brave remark for the run away, though. I started doubting it.
Yes, that was me thinking that Bordeaux was known for wine.
But then he explained what he actually said was Outrun a wino.
Yeah. Which seems slightly more plausible.
Yeah.
Albeit a wino who was walking on his hands.
Yeah, and to be fair, he'd be on the right bank, so he'd be a pretty gully man. We haven't explained that to. Are you still recording?
Yeah, go for it.
You haven't explained that to audio.
Do you want to explain?
Apparently, according to my Thomas Cook guidebook, which obviously knows everything about Bordeaux, even if its knowledge of
I think it might have got its things off Wikipedia, but yeah.
Well, I'm sure it knows everything about Bordeaux. It's just its ability to write in cogent, interesting sentences.
Yeah.
Failing.
Yeah.
Anyway, they suggested that on the left bank of the river was the Medoc region, which was earthy and heavy, and generally an all-round good egg. And only in wine form.
Yeah.
And on the right side of the river was a slightly more poncy, delicate, girly man. Centimillion and Pomerol wines, which the actual words were. It's a more feminine wine.
Yes, I was going to say you were taking slight poetic license there, but
I'm not completely convinced. The reason why I'm making it, I'm not completely convinced that a wine can be feminine and masculine.
No.
It can be delicate.
Except in German.
Yeah. But to be fair, in German, girl isn't feminine or masculine. So I'm not completely taking their word for it.
Can I ask a silly question?
Yeah.
Where's the fountain gone?
Fountain on your left.
Is it still running?
No, which is why that wasn't a silly question.
And is the statue thing still lit up, or is it?
Yeah.
It is?
Behind the fountain.
Oh, right, okay.
If you put your head a bit more to that, you might see it come.
Over that way, where the bright light is, or?
Yeah, the bright light is nothing to do with it. The bright light is something else in the sky. But,
oh, right, okay.
But it is shining through the.
Something else in the sky. Are we talking like a star?
No, we're talking like a tower of some kind.
Oh, with a very bright light.
With a very bright light. I don't know what the hell that is. It must be a tower because it's not something that's in the sky, so.
Well, there you go.
Indeed.
Follow the star and you'll find a child has been born.
Yes. I never really got that, because surely if Herod was going around killing everybody,
yeah,
or the first one, he could just do his research, didn't he? Well, as far as you say, we followed this bright light in the sky.
Yeah.
Oh wait, it seemed to have stopped above that stable. Let's go for that one.
I know. I mean, yeah. I mean, you'd think you would be a bit more organised about it if you were going on a mass slaughtering spree.
Yeah, rather than let's kill everything between 0 and 3. And he goes, really? Because.
I mean.
It didn't take that long to get from the east.
I mean, this is rather pile driver to smash a nut, isn't it?
Yeah, but the thing is, also, you're like, the Herod, he can't possibly be free. There's no way he can be free. According to your. Unless they got their calculation wrong. And if
yeah.
they got their calculation wrong, quite frankly, you've got nothing to worry about.
Yes,
so,
yes.
In a way, I feel you're not making an overreaction of
it. Are we walking back up the right road here? This is the road we came down, isn't it?
It's one of these roads. It's not actually that road. It's the road on the left-hand side.
As in, like, over there somewhere, or, yeah. Or round there?
No.
It's still in the middle of the crescent?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's on either side of the restaurant, and other things you've got from my town, they will both lead back to more or less the same place.
So long as you know what you're doing. I have total faith in you, Mark. Total.
You have no faith in me. This is born out of experience for many years. I understand.
Am I expecting bollards at some point?
Yeah, but I'm trying to guide you around the bench around the bollards.
Well, it sounds like somebody was on an electric bicycle there.
They might have dynamos on.
Oh, right, okay.
I'm not sure.
Ah, that's a bollardy thing. That's a bench, okay. Okay. Oh, I'm going to get run over by some vehicle here. Oh, well, that's all right. It won't hurt me then if it runs me over.
No, but I'm pretty sure they know before you
do. Yeah. Oh, right. Okay. That's okay then.
And they would have gone the other way.
Oh, well, that's also true. Yes. Sorry, where am I going?
Straight ahead.
Walking over the
umbrellas. They're cleaning up.
Oh, right, okay.
So hang on.
Left.
Yeah.
Is that enough left?
Yeah, just keep on walking straight.
Okay.
You might
okay. Oh yes, so there are. Good. Phew. Alright, that's fine. I'm going to stop this recording here because I think all the excitement has probably gone. So.